Good afternoon and welcome once again to the Weekly Reader. I'm Lisa Morgan, and this week on the show, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has an armload of books that all deal with the wonderful world of work. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. According to Judith Krantz, work is something people love to read about, answering the burning question, what are other people doing all day? First up is a book by the BuzzFeed culture editor Dori Shafrir called Startup, a great satire of the post-millennial world of high-tech corporations. We've got a 28-year-old CEO, Mac McAllister, who's trying to take his office wellness app, Takeoff, to the next level with an infusion of venture capital. Meanwhile, Mac is sleeping with his company's engagement ninja, a 26-year-old it girl. So accustomed is he to holding the power in a relationship that he just can't accept it when the young woman moves on before he's ready. She's at a party at the posh apartment of her new boyfriend when he sends her unwanted photos of his anatomy with the pathetic caption, "Don't tell me you don't miss this." Since the text is observed by a young woman who's a rising star at a tech news site, Mac is about to be in big trouble.
Maybe he should invent an app for that.
Probably will. When we're talking about dream jobs, we readers can imagine nothing more perfect than being editor of the New York Times Book Review. That's Pamela Paul's job. And her new memoir is called My Life with Bob. Bob is her B.O.B., Book of Books, a gray notebook she's been carrying around since she was 17, listing every book she's read. Its entries have shaped her travel, her passions, and her family relationships ever since, including loitering an extra day in the maternity ward so she could finish The Hunger Games. One part explains how she fell in love with Spalding Gray's book, Swimming to Cambodia, while she was traveling in Cambodia, and how his narrative voice made her feel she had found a person with whom she'd have a complete understanding. I feel the same way about Spalding Gray. So by the transitive power of memoir, Pamela Paul is now my best friend. On the opposite end of the spectrum, working in a low-rent British nursing home might sound like the worst job in the world, but if you had a coworker as funny and original as Lizzie Vogel, you'd look forward to punching in. The book is Paradise Lodge by Nina Stibbe, and Lizzie is a teenager who has taken this job just to get some pocket money and maybe buy some nice shampoo. Then she's sucked into a full-on British farce. Truancy, elder abuse, the death of Elvis Presley, there seems to be nothing Nina Stibbe can't play for good-natured laughs and a sneaky touch of wisdom. One of the great disappearing jobs of our time is the old-school newspaper reporter. The Imperfectionists by Tom Rockman, which was a hit when it came out in 2010, is a collection of linked stories about a bunch of journalists in cities around Europe, all of whom work for a once prestigious, now dying newspaper in Rome. We meet the obituaries editor, the business reporter, the corrections guy, and though their situations are all a bit depressing, Rockman's sense of humor keeps things moving. For example, a young American trying to get a job with the paper in Cairo says, "Well, the air is kind of hard to breathe, and the heat makes me faint sometimes, and the food isn't all that edible. It's a police state, which I don't love, but basically, yeah, it's really interesting."
Well, you can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.